Blog Talk Radio. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here with you guys to cover the week of May 28th through June 4th. And we have a lot going on in this week ahead, as per usual, right? Most of the time, I have a lot going on for you guys. All right, so in this week ahead, we have two T-squares that are really where everything is playing out. And a T-square is a frictional energy pattern. So it kind of drives us forward and urges us to take action or respond to the actions that are taking place around us. So it should be a busy week. The main T-square that is active is mutable, meaning that it is falling in the signs that are more of the kind of diplomatic signs, the signs that can be wishy-washy or go both ways or see both sides of an equation. So it should give you a lot of information behind what is going on. It should help you be diplomatic. Hopefully you won't find yourself being pushed and pulled too much between two different choices. But it's playing out in the mutable signs. It's playing out through the sign Gemini, where we're going to have the Sun and Mercury retrograde and Mars all active in a cluster together. And opposite that, where Saturn is retrograding in Sagittarius, and there's going to be a full moon in Sagittarius in the week ahead. And then in square to those two positions in Pisces, where Neptune is active, Chiron is actually kind of pulled ahead and is not really being triggered as much, mostly Neptune here. So the fourth sign in the mutables is Virgo. That one's being left out of the loop a little bit, so you Virgos might have a little bit easier time of it, but it's activating strong points for you guys as well. So for everybody, you know, this is going to be where almost all of the action is playing out in this week ahead. There's also going to be a T-square that is wrapping up in cardinal signs. Well, these are the leadership signs. These are the ones that initiate action. So wherever these signs fall in your chart, that's where you're the most likely to initiate action. And so this is tied to Venus in Cancer. This is her last week in the sign of Cancer. And she's pulling out of a major T-square with Pluto in Capricorn opposite her and Uranus in Aries at square to those two points, leaving Libra out of the cardinal points. So wherever you have this activity in Cancer, Capricorn, Aries, you're kind of feeling that, you know, any resolution that you still need to act upon in those areas in this week ahead before Venus moves into Leo on June 5th and this is completed. You can kind of look back to when Venus did her exact square to Pluto on May 21st and then her exact square to Uranus on May 25th for clues about what might unwind in this week ahead. Excuse me. I'm sorry, we were working with a lot of dusty stuff today, so it's been a little intense. So, you know, kind of fits the Venus in Cancer theme, which is anything you're doing in the home, anything you're doing with family, anything you're doing, you know, around security needs, and really tied to Venus themes there, which would mean, you know, either you're trying to beautify something or you're trying to earn money or you're working within your love life, you know, parameters or with or for a woman in the mix or what's going on with women around these situations. So, you know, that is going to be definitely kind of pushing us. If you guys have been wondering, you know, if there's been some stressors or you felt like you're just really pushing harder in those areas over these last couple weeks, this is because of this frictional energy pattern, and this is its last week. So if you do have anything to still wrap up in those areas, this is the time to do so. So let's go back to the major T-square that we're talking about. This is how it's going to play out in our week ahead. First of all, on Friday the 29th, we have the second of three Mercury retrograde square Neptune. That's two of the mutable points in the T-square. Okay, so Mercury retrograde and Neptune in Pisces. Mercury's in Gemini. So, you know, if you want to look back at what happened around the first square, which happened on May 9th, if you want to look at this ongoing feeling that's been wrapped up with this Mercury retrograde because it has been squaring Neptune, it peaks again on Friday the 29th. The final one will be on June 23rd. So we're in the middle of a very long, protracted square with Mercury to Neptune because of the retrograde. And so, you know, when Mercury is squaring Neptune, it can be really inspiring when you're coming up with ideas. You know, if you have artistic ideas or romantic ideas or something spiritual you're developing or something in the healing modalities, this can be very inspiring because the frictional pattern can motivate you to, you know, get to that next level. But it's also can be very frustrating and very kind of, you know, wonky is the best way I can describe it. You know, it can feel, you know, like you're kind of in the fog or confused or lost, or there can be nostalgia, there can be sadness and weepy feelings, there can be karmic conditions playing out, there can be things going on behind closed doors or, you know, that are hidden from view in some way that may come to light at these squares. So this is challenging energy to navigate. It's best if you can kind of get quiet with it and listen to your inner, you know, ideas and thoughts and, you know, the signs coming in from spirit, coming in from the higher levels. These definitely come in strongly through dreams. So the fact that we're getting our second of three squares on this on Friday the 29th, definitely pay attention to your dreams if you're listening to this live on Thursday the 28th of May. Also, you know, the following day on the 30th when you wake up, you might have some really interesting messages and you might get signs and symbols along the way in other areas as well. So, you know, when we're looking at Mercury retrograde themes, all three of these hits, May 9th, May 29th, June 23rd, with Mercury squaring Neptune, are happening at 9 degrees of the mutable signs. You know, so if you do know your chart and you do have planets at 9 degrees, then you can look at what sits at that degree for clues as to, you know, more about what you're supposed to hear or decide or say or ask for in this situation, maybe what you're supposed to learn, you know. And we're all in this process of trying to either let go of something or go back over something from long ago and review it in some way and make some new decision based on what we think now. And so having this square to Neptune, some of it is hard. You know, I can't say it any other way. So if you're one of the signs out there who's being hit, you know, more directly by this application, then give yourself a break. You know, go easy on yourself. It can definitely be hard on your physical system as well if you happen to have, you know, your rising or your solar energy anywhere near this degree. So there you have it. So Friday the 29th, big kind of middle ground with this Mercury retrograde squaring Neptune. And so let's kind of break that down a little bit. You know, we're supposed to be talking, meeting, looking at agreements, looking at sales, looking at writing, interviews, auditions, offers, short trips, local activities, anything going on with siblings, with neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and big decisions. And we're supposed to be focusing in on 12th house matters. Again, this can be karmic, or it can be artistic, spiritual, healing, hospital related, romantic, anything around research or development, or it can be around boundary issues, deception, addictions, you know, things that are karmic and need to be rebalanced. Things that are beyond the veil and mystical or magical in some way. So it's quite the interesting energy that we're floating through at some level here and part of this week ahead. This energy goes from Friday the 29th with Mercury retrograde activation square to Neptune, and then we're going to get to the turning point, which is the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde on Saturday the 30th. So right on the heels of that Mercury-Neptune. So you might have that breakthrough, you know, something comes out of that hidden realm and knocks you on the head, and you get it, you figure something out there. So by Saturday the 30th, we have the Sun and Mercury retrograde coming together on the 8th degree of Gemini. That marks the midpoint. And so usually what happens is that if you haven't figured it out yet, you will have figured it out by Saturday. So if you were waiting, you know, for the talk or the meeting or the information to come through, you should have gotten it by Saturday the 30th. And if you haven't got it, that's the information you needed. You know, it's not coming through. So pay attention to where you are on Saturday the 30th. At that point, it's time to kind of start to say, okay, I know what this is about now. Now I'm going to use the rest of this retrograde to work this out, work this through, and, you know, make my choices moving forward. Don't make your final choice, obviously, until the retrograde is completely finished. But you kind of, if you have that thing you need to say or decide, you can say it or decide it or hear about it on Saturday the 30th and get ready to move forward. Okay, so then we get to the full moon on Tuesday the 2nd. This full moon is at 11 degrees of Sagittarius, which is opposite the Mercury retrograde and where the Sun is at, you know, playing his part, and Mars is taking action or dealing with anger or passion in the mix. And so we have this oppositional force, a very powerful oppositional force tied up in this full moon in Sagittarius. So what does that mean? Well, an oppositional force means it's about you and somebody else. Okay, there is going to be somebody else in the mix with this full moon that you're making a decision about or with or through. You know, there can be a meeting tied in with it, or there could be an offer or a big decision that comes in via this other person. So first of all, let's look at this full moon. This full moon is in Sagittarius. So we start to build to this emotional climax that will come on Tuesday, the 2nd of June, which is going to bring something to fruition. It can be a big ending or a wrap up on something that's been going on, or a celebration, achievement, recognition as you hit that high point. Could be a little bit of both. There's several areas. This is in Sagittarius, so it is about something coming to a peak in one of those ways. Regarding anything in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or publicity, anything in educational venues, anything with travel or people at a distance or a visit, anything in legal avenues, anything with weddings, religion, or politics. So it's considered the area of the higher mind. So something that broadens your view, or, you know, takes you out there into the world on that next level, is coming to a close or coming through, and you're celebrating it by Tuesday the 2nd. It kind of marks your year-long journey in that area. And as part of that, there is going to be this other person involved, and this other person, you know, in talks or giving you some information or decision or offer or an agreement, you know, and it can be tied somehow into that past situation because of the retrograde and a lot of activity going on there because of the Sun and Mars in that part of the sky with it. So that's our kind of our overview. We have the last week of Venus in Cancer. So I'm going to start with Gemini because the Sun is shining on Gemini right now. We decided to start each show with whatever sign has the Sun shining on it. And so we're still with Gemini right now, and we'll work our way back through and end with Taurus. So for Gemini, you know, if you still need to do anything with that woman or for that woman or involving love or beauty or income that really focuses directly on your money-making situation, your purchases, or your possessions, this week is a really important week to go ahead and do what still needs doing or wrap up what has already happened there. There may be friends or groups or the internet involved. There may be outside finances, divorce, or your sex life involved as part of that T-square. But the real focus here is on your money-making situation, your possessions or purchases. So wrap up what you still need to do with that over the whole week ahead as you have the time to do so. Mercury retrograde squaring Neptune on Friday the 29th is a big moment for Gemini on a personal level or physical level because Mercury is retrograde in your sign. So this may be about you showing up, about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, a signature on something, you know, anything that really kind of throws you into the mix over past situations. And or reworking ongoing situations. And the square to Neptune means, you know, you have to kind of get around or deal with this authority figure. Could be a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, somebody in that those kind of categories. Or you have to deal with something that is around a major goal that you have or the career. And I'm saying you have to deal with it, you know, on the challenging side, you have to deal with something here, or you might just be very ambitious and motivated and really going for something that's part of this past scenario. So look back to May 9th and what was happening on the first square. You're at the second one. The final one is on June 23rd. That turning point on Saturday the 30th is in Gemini's sign. So Gemini, you're kind of ready now to make some decisions that are about you, you know. So if you've been kind of trying to figure out what you want to do with your, you know, image or what's going on with your body or your brand or something with that title, signature, name, or personal need and desire, you might find yourself talking with somebody or writing it up, or signing it, or making that big decision, or hearing something important that will help you turn that corner on Saturday the 30th. And then the full moon that you'll start building to is bringing something to a climax for Gemini via one of those Sagittarian themes that ties in your relationship house. So this is about you and the partner or the agent or attorney or client or specialist or competitor, one key relationship and something coming to a close or coming through and being celebrated with Sagittarian themes, with legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious or political themes. And because this full moon is activating the opposition to Mercury retrograde Sun and Mars, it just pulls you in and you're one-on-one with this person as something really hits its all-time peak here for the year for you. For Cancer, this last week of Venus in your sign is a big deal because you're coming off that, you know, May 21st and May 25th activation of Uranus-Pluto. So it really is about anything you still want to do, you know, involving love, income, women, that focuses, or beauty, that focuses in on you and your needs, your image, your brand, your body, your name, title, some kind of personal goal that you have. You know, and with the T-square, it will activate relationships, it'll active in the mix, and it'll activate goals you set or authority figures involved. So whatever you're trying to work out for yourself involving these key people and the goal or the authority figures, this is your kind of last wrap-up week with that. Mercury retrograde activating Neptune for the second time on Friday the 29th. For Cancer, you've been going through kind of backtracking through the closet, you know? I mean, this is the 12th house, things that are hidden, things that are behind the scenes, behind closed doors, things that involve healing in hospitals, things that involve your romantic time that you need with somebody, anything involving your artistic projects or spiritual practices, any research and development, and also dealing with boundary issues, addictions, deception, nostalgia, you know, there's a lot for Cancer. So, you know, as this comes and locks in on Neptune, you really want to, is there something that you need to say or ask for or decide You're turning a corner here with legal matters, travel plans or visitors, educational needs, media projects, weddings, anything like that in the mix. So look at where you are. Look back to May 9th for clues as to what this one's about. And no, your final one is on June 23rd. Your Mercury retrograde turning point comes on Saturday the 30th. Again, you're figuring something out here that's been going on in secret, behind closed doors, in development, and through research, or around the healing, hospital, artistic, romantic, spiritual arena. So again, an important day to talk about it, to ask for it, to hear about it, to make decisions. And we're looking into the past and how we're going to be moving this thing forward. So there should be that tidbit, you know, coming through for you that will help you kind of turn the corner as far as where you've been over these last few weeks. Then we're building to this full moon in Sagittarius on the 2nd. So for Cancer, you know, we're building to some kind of climax that is playing out in your 6th house. So something is coming to a close or coming through and being celebrated around a health matter, around a work situation, around coworkers or people you hire, around a paperwork situation, or anything involving the animals. Could also, I should say, for Cancer, could be something around organizing or cleaning up, some big cleanup project or something like that as well. So you want to kind of work towards that, wrapping that up or bringing that through. And realize that you will be one-on-one with another person behind the scenes in all of this as part of that, you know, escalation. For Leo, this last week of Venus in Cancer is really any last stuff that you guys need to do with the woman, with the love, or the income need that's going on behind closed doors, in development, in secret, that has some kind of karmic connotation or ties in with healing in hospitals or romantic getaways or artistic or spiritual practices. So look at what is still there that still can move forward in this week ahead. It's your last week to really tie in on those themes. And with this kind of momentum, I should say. And then with all this mutable energy, Leo, starting on Friday the 29th, Mercury retrograde activates in this square to Neptune. This is an important day for going back over information and ideas involving friends, involving groups, involving the internet, astrology, charities, causes, social networking, parties, you know, anything that brings people together that are part of your, you know, soul group in some way or were and at some point, and helping you review any of this. And it is tying into this squaring of Neptune, which has to do with some kind of foggy energy around your sex life or a divorce or a triangle or a power control situation or a reproductive need or something in that big financial arena. And so, you know, you started on this on May 9th. This is the second one on May 29th. The final one's on June 23rd. Look at, you know, trying to communicate or hear about things here that can help you process this. And then on Saturday the 30th, you get that turning point in the Mercury retrograde. So for Leo, again, you know, you should have that moment where you can say, okay, I get it, when it comes to the friend, the group, the internet, the cause, the charity, the astrology, the social networking, your own aspirations even are in this mix, or your freedom in some way. So, you know, show up, listen, talk, ask for it, hear it, decide where you are in that, you know, going back to go forward situation. And then you're building to this full moon in Sagittarius, which for Leo means something is cresting to some kind of major closure or ending or some kind of big breakthrough or achievement or celebration. It's a big peak one way or the other. That is going to either affect your love life, your lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So in one of those areas, or maybe you'll have something really come to a head in a couple of those areas, you'll be one-on-one with that, you know, over that past situation, that past, you know, friend group, internet thing, or gathering or event, or your freedom or aspirations in the mix, but you'll be one-on-one with another person who represents this as things come to this high point with the kids, the love, the creativity or the fun for you guys. For Virgo, this last week of having Venus in Cancer, important week for your social interests. So if there is a female or some money-making situation or something going on in your love life tied to a friend or a group activity or the what's going on the internet or with a charity or party or something, you know, about your aspirations, this is the big last week of push here. So you may be wrapping things up that really kind of peaked around May 21st and 25th, or you might just be kind of, you know, moving forward on what you still have to do over this week ahead in these areas. And then this mutable T-square for Virgo, you know, starting on Friday the 29th, we have this big kind of climactic square with Neptune. So you guys are looking at any talks or meetings or news and offers and information flow and decision making that ties in with the past in some way, and whatever's going on with your goals, your career, or your dealings with authority figures like the boss, judge, parent, that kind of thing. And so you want to expect this information flow around these themes on Friday and that it squares Neptune. So there is something going on with a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, a competitor, an opponent, that it is this Neptune theme here in the mix that you're trying to work out through all of this. So again, you know, this may be about your artistic, spiritual, romantic, or healing and hospital situation with these key people, or it could be about boundary issues, addictions, deception, karmic balancing with these people as you work through this. Look back to May 9th for clues, because that was your first square. Your last square comes on June 23rd. You're right at the center point with that. And then you get to the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde on Saturday the 30th. So this is your turning point. You should kind of have that aha moment or have figured something out by this point regarding a goal or your career or that authority figure that you're dealing with. So you may show up and get some information or come to terms in some way on Saturday. Then you're building to this full moon in Sagittarius by June 2nd, which is Tuesday next week. And this is going to be bringing something to a head involving your home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a roommate, a parent, something there at the core root of your chart. And so, again, this can be about a big ending or a wrap-up of something that's been going on here. It could be about a celebration tied to one of these themes or an achievement, and it will trigger a one-on-one with you and that Mercury retrograde theme, that person that shows up as the authority figure or represents the goal or the career aspect in the whole situation. So expect that to peak in some way by the second. For Libra, we have, you know, the last week of Venus in Cancer ahead of us. So for you guys, you know, this is about either a female authority figure like the mom or the female boss or judge, somebody like that, or it has to do with a money-making goal or a goal that you've set about love or a woman, or it is about something going on the career front, you know, involving your income or a love affair. Maybe you're having an affair with the boss. I don't know. So there's something here in this week ahead that you can still do some work on here if you want to. Anything that would further those aims or help you wrap that stuff up, this week can help you do that. And then we have all this energy in the mutable T-square. So for Libra, Friday the 29th, major Mercury retrograde day where you're going back over the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political theme, one of those higher-minded themes. And you are dealing with the square to Neptune, so there's something here in the mix involving your job or involving paperwork or health situations or pets or coworkers or people you hire. So look back to May 9th and what happened at the first square. You're at the second square on the 29th. And then the final square will come on June 23rd. So you're about halfway through this process. And then on Saturday the 30th, we have the Mercury retrograde turning point. So this is the moment where you should get that clarity. You should kind of figure out, all right, it's not going to happen, or it is going to happen, or I don't want it to happen, or I do want it to happen. Really making that choice or hearing that information that you needed to really deal with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, wedding, religious or political theme, whatever your retrograde issue is, and you're showing up for it, you know, on Saturday the 30th. It's an important day. And then we're building to the full moon on Tuesday the 2nd of June. And for Libra, this is in your third house. So you might see something ending or coming through, celebrated, achieved, wrapping up some high point with a brother, sister, neighbor, vehicle, electronic, something that you're writing, something involving interviews or auditions, something involving short trips or local activities, could be about an agreement or a sale, could be about a talk or a meeting that's very significant. And it will, whatever it is in one of those areas, it is going to tie in one-on-one with this other person over your Mercury retrograde theme, so over the trip or the legal, educational, media, wedding, religious, or political theme. So it's a very big day, and you're working, you're kind of feeling that build up over the days leading up to it as something finally crests there. For Scorpio, this last week of Venus in Cancer for you guys is about dealing with that woman or the income opportunity or the love that is coming through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, legal terms, educational pursuits, travel or foreign interests, weddings, religious or political themes. So you have a lot of kind of take action energy here. That should go fairly well, but is, you know, frictional. So you're being asked to push forward in these areas. So if you still do have anything to do here, this week ahead is an important one because then Venus moves into Leo on June 5th. When we look at the mutable T-square for Scorpio, we are looking at this really starting to activate on Friday the 29th as we have Mercury bringing information or decisions or talks or meetings or, you know, ideas that flow through your sex life, your divorce, or some big financial realm. So, you know, something from the past here that you're diving into on Friday the 29th, and it squares Neptune in your fifth house. So, you know, there's something kind of mystical or foggy or inspiring or nostalgic tied in with your love life or lover or tied in with the kids or a creative project or something recreational in the mix. So this may be a very inspired, dreamy day, or it may be a very challenging, nostalgic day. Look back to May 9th and what was happening then. This one on May 29th is your second out of three. The final one is on June 23rd. So you're really working through, you know, some decision making here that will affect how you feel, what you want out of your sex life, your divorce, or this big financial theme in the mix as you go through this. Saturday the 30th is your turning point with the Mercury retrograde. So again, is it about something sexual, something with the divorce, or something with the big financial picture? Look at the information you hear. You might have that aha decision moment. You might have an offer or a meeting, you know, something that kind of helps you make that choice or know something that you needed to know, that piece of information that's so critical so that you can go through the rest of the retrograde with a little bit more knowledge at your fingertips. And then this full moon in Sagittarius peaks on Tuesday the 2nd of June. And for Scorpio, this brings this big high point, which is either a celebration, an achievement, or something wrapping up or ending that is about your income, your purchases or a purchase, or your possessions. So look at what can kind of hit that high peak, work towards that. Realize there is another significant person in the mix here, tied to those past themes of sex, divorce, or shared finances or outside financial resources, and the actions that are taking place there via this other person. So that is tied into what is escalating here for you by the second. For Sagittarius, Venus in her last week of Cancer, for you guys, you know, if there's still anything you need to deal with in your sex life, with the divorce, with the reproductive needs, with anything involving outside financial resources, loans, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, royalties, settlements, investments, alimony, child support, partner's money, I don't know, I'm sure there's more. It's like a song. You know, this is giving you energy here in this week ahead. It's your last big kind of pushing energy via the female involved or the love or the income making potential involved around that. So look for what you still need to do there. Then all of this energy in the mutable T-square, we look at Friday the 29th, we have Mercury retrograde really activating something with a key relationship for Sagittarius. So this can be a romantic partner, business partner, client, specialist, expert, attorney, agent, competitor, opponent, you know, whoever this key relationship is, you're either going to be hearing from them or talking to them or writing to them or running into them. You know, there's some kind of communication flow here or decision making, and it squares Neptune. So we're looking at, you know, anything going on in the home, with family, with security needs, with moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, anything at that core root of the chart. So this might be a magical and inspired time with this key person here, or it might be a foggy, nostalgic, or weepy time here. Look back to May 9th for clues as to what you're working through. And realize that you're at the second of three of these. The final one will come on June 23rd, and it's a process. So find out where you are in this and whatever you need to communicate or hear, take it in on Friday the 29th. On Saturday the 30th, we're at our turning point with Mercury retrograde for Sagittarius. Again, it's about one of these relationships. So you should get that bit of information or make that decision or have that talk. Hear what you need to hear when it comes to the partner, the representative, the specialist, the client, the competitor, the advocate, whoever the key person is you're dealing with. And really be ready to kind of turn that corner then for the rest of the retrograde. And then when we get to Tuesday the 2nd, this full moon is in your sign, Sagittarius. So you guys are building to some kind of real, you know, high point of I'm finally ready to end something going on with me, or I'm finally having that breakthrough and I'm achieving something that I really wanted. It may involve your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, or your personal needs in the mix. And it does key in with that key relationship that you've been working through the week with your Mercury retrograde energy. So, you know, you'll be in there one-on-one making this, hitting this high peak as it bounces off what the choice is with this relationship and, you know, the actions taking place and what's going on there. When we get to Capricorn, Venus's last week in Cancer for you guys is the relationship part of the chart. So in this week ahead, you know, you can look back to May 21st and May 25th when we had Venus exactly on the T-squares, and now she's kind of just wrapping up anything she still needs to do. So if you still have something that you need to tackle that's about making money or love or a woman, or beauty, then, you know, you can reach out to that partner in romance or business, or reach out to that agent or attorney or client or specialist or the competition and deal with what you still need to in this week ahead. It will motivate through you and tie in with whatever's going on with home, family, real estate, moves, renovations, and that kind of thing, but really is about the relationship. And then this mutable T-square for Capricorn, we start on Friday the 29th as Mercury activates the second of the Mercury square Neptune aspects. And the first one was on May 9th, so look back to that one for clues. But for Capricorn, you know, this is meetings and talks and news and information that ties in with past or ongoing situations that you're rethinking or reworking. And is all about your job or coworkers or people you've hired, or it's about health situations, or it's about pets, or it's about paperwork. And it also could be about cleanups or organizing of something. So as it squares Neptune, you're either being very much inspired by the information and choices that you have, or you're challenged over something that you're not quite clear on yet. So definitely take your time, see what comes up on Friday the 29th so that you have more to work with as you move forward. You won't get to this final square until June 23rd. So it's a process. And then you get to this turning point with Mercury, with the Mercury retrograde on Saturday the 30th of May. And again, the topics are your job, the work you're doing, your coworkers, the people you hire, the paperwork you sign or don't sign, your health, and anything to do with pets. And I think I said coworkers. Okay. So, you know, you want to just pay attention to anything that you hear. Really listen to your own inner thoughts about where you are in the situation. You should get that moment where you're like, okay, I've kind of wrapped that up, or I know what this was about now, and I'm ready to just do what I have to do now to get through the rest of the retrograde. So there could be that tidbit of information or that aha moment on Saturday the 30th. And then by the full moon, which happens on June 2nd, which is next Tuesday for you guys listening live, this is bringing some kind of climax, either a big ending, wrap up, or something that you achieve and celebrate. And it's happening in your 12th house. So this could be several things. It's kind of that behind the scenes arena. So it might be the end of a period of retreat or isolation or rest and recuperation. It could be something going on that reaches a climax with a healing situation or the hospital. You might finally be ready to go home from the hospital or get in there and get that procedure done. It could be about something wrapping up or coming through with a romance or an artistic project or a spiritual practice. It could be about research and development, something that's been going on with a getaway of some sort. So look at Tuesday the 2nd as being climactic with this, and then that it will involve a one-on-one with another person and those Mercury retrograde themes, which again, work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So something in there, you're in the balance with somebody else and something going on that just brings it all together. For Aquarius, this last week of Venus in Cancer for you guys, definitely a week to deal with women, income opportunities, any love playing out that is about what's going on at work or what's going on with your health needs, any paperwork, coworkers, hired help, or the pets and what you're doing with them. So, you know, this is kind of the last week to move things along there with Venus themes, with that woman, with the income opportunity, or with the love situation. You can look back at May 21st or 25th when we had activation on the T-square, and just know that this week is kind of the wrap-up and follow-through with anything that really was epic on those days. And then for the mutable square, we start on Friday the 29th. For Aquarius, you know, Mercury retrograde theme has been about going back over the past or ongoing issues or opportunities and rethinking them and making some choices. So you'll have something come up in that area involving a lover or your love life in general, or involving the kids, or involving a creative project or something recreational on Friday the 29th. And it squares Neptune. So there is this inspired and or challenged topic that ties in with possessions or purchases, gifts, or income in the mix. So you can look back to May 9th, the first square we had. You're at the second one, kind of the midpoint of that square. And the final one will come on June 23rd. So Friday is important as you're trying to figure out, you know, do I buy it? Do I sell it? Do I do something with it, with the possessions or the income situation here as it pertains to lovers and kids and creative projects and having fun? By Saturday the 30th, you get to the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde itself, which means you kind of turn the corner when it comes to the past and the lover, the children, the creative projects, or the recreational interest. So again, you might hear from somebody, or you might talk or meet with them, or you might ask for something or decide something, you know, that really kind of gives you that next level of what it is you need to do. And if you, it could be not the not hearing or the not running in that really helps you turn that corner if that's the way it's meant to go. You know, it's just one of those really important days. And then we get to the full moon in Sagittarius on June 2nd, which is Tuesday. This is bringing something to a climax. It could be around a gathering of some sort, something going on with a friend or a group activity, an associate, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, your aspirations, your freedom. So, you know, with a full moon, something can be coming through and you're celebrating here, or something is ending, you're done with it. So look for something climaxing in one of those areas, and then in the balance will be this other person tied to your love life or the creative project or the kids or the fun, because Mercury retrograde, Sun, and Mars are all active in that part of the sky opposite this full moon. So there is this key balance with this other person over the other topics in the mix. For Pisces, you know, the last week of Venus in Cancer, can I blame Mercury? I'm going to. The last week of Venus in Cancer for your sign is about any last things you guys want to do when it comes to the kids, the creative projects, the recreation, or your lover or love life. And so, you know, look back, May 21st, May 25th, this is when Venus was really activating here, and she's wrapping up and moving off of these squares and oppositions over this week ahead. So it's still very dynamic. It will help you if you still need to do anything with the woman in the mix or the income potential in the mix or the love in the mix as you kind of take it forward or wrap it up. Then the mutable square is activating starting on Friday the 29th in this week ahead. You definitely have a big Mercury retrograde moment on that day that ties in with some talk or meeting or decision or offer that would affect your home or your roommate situation, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, a family matter, a parent, you know, something there at the root of your chart. So, you know, rethink it, reconnect, release, whatever. It's squaring Neptune in your sign. So this is either inspiring you guys to the magical side of your being, or it's very challenging in the nostalgic, weepy, kind of confused side of that Neptune Pisces energy. So if you want clues as to where this is or what this is distinctly about, look back to May 9th or the days right around May 9th for clues on the first square. This is your retrograde moment where you get to go back over it and rethink it. Then you'll have a final square that'll happen on June 23rd. So it is a drawn out process to figure out what it is you really want here. So listen to what is happening on Friday the 29th. Then by Saturday the 30th, you get to that turning point of the Mercury retrograde. So for Pisces, you know, you get that bit of information, or you make that decision or hear that news you've been waiting for that will help you decide what you want to do with the house, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the childhood issues, the parent, the family, the roommate, your security needs, anything in the fourth house. This is what it's about, and kind of turning that corner a little bit on Saturday the 30th. Then we build to this full moon in Sagittarius, which peaks on June 2nd, which is a Tuesday. And this is about bringing something to a climax through celebration and achievement, or through wrapping something up and marking endings when it comes to your career, when it comes to a boss, parent, judge, or other type of authority figure, or when it comes to a big personal goal. So there's something really heightened and coming through or wrapping up by Tuesday the 2nd in one of these areas. And it will key in with another significant person one-on-one that goes back to that Mercury retrograde theme of home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents or roommates. So expect all of this to kind of wrap up together and hit a climax on the 2nd. For Aries, you know, this last week of Venus in Cancer for you guys is giving you that last push with the woman, with the income opportunity or the love that is playing out, you know, through what's going on in the home or with a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or what's happening with a roommate or the family or parent. So if there is still anything that you need to do here, you'll have the energy to help you push on that in this week ahead. You can look back to May 21st and May 25th, when the exact squares and oppositions were activated, if you're trying to figure out, you know, what this ties in with. And this week will just help you kind of wrap these things up or get where you need to go with what happened then. And then this mutable energy, the T-square for you, we look at Friday the 29th of May. This is Mercury retrograde in your third house. So you really are looking at past decisions, past offers, past agreements and sales, past meetings, you know, meeting with people from the past or meeting over past ideas, any old writing projects or interests, anything tied to brothers and sisters and neighbors that involve the past, anything with your vehicles or electronics, short trips, local activities that take, you know, run you right into your past in some way. So Friday is a really significant day as this squares Neptune and really kind of brings something that you didn't expect, something out of the blue, something that was hidden to the surface, something that is in the karmic field, something that is involves healing or hospitals or involves your yoga or meditation or spiritual practices, that involves a romantic getaway or clandestine romance, that involves your artistic projects like film, music, poetry, dance, painting, museums, you know, concerts. You could run into people at something like this. Research or development it could bring in there. Or it could also bring up issues over deception, addictions, boundary issues as you run into the past here in some way. So look back to May 9th when you hit the very beginning of this. You're in a rethinking and reviewing process. You get to this second square on Friday the 29th. And then the final one will finally come through on June 23rd, and you'll be through this whole entire process of deciding what you want to do about some of these themes and the people from the past and the situations from the past that are crossing over your pathway right now are there to help you figure all this out. And then you get to the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde on Saturday the 30th. So this is kind of that turning point moment where, okay, I figured this out, or I have heard from them, or I haven't heard from them, so I'm, you know, going this way with that. Or, you know, it's kind of that aha moment. So again, this would be about a talk, a meeting, a sale, an agreement, an interview, audition, the offer, the decision, the brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities, you know, anything that's in that communicative and transportation modality. This is a big day. So again, you may be showing up and getting really busy in this area and then making some choices. And then you're building to the full moon on the 2nd, which is in Sagittarius. So for Aries, this is a huge high point of celebrations, achievements, or endings and wrap-ups when it comes to the legal matter, the travel, the visitor, the educational pursuit, the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity theme, the wedding, or something going on with a religious or political theme. So by Tuesday the 2nd, you know, you've hit that peak, and it will trigger one-on-one with another person tied into that Mercury retrograde theme, you know. So you're in talks or you're hearing about somebody or something from the past that can help you kind of celebrate this high point or mark this, you know, high point of ending or celebration. For Taurus, this Venus in Cancer for the last week, for you guys, you know, this may be about a sister or a female neighbor. It could be about income or love opportunities that come through what you do locally or through short trips or your writing or the agreements and sales that are going on, or something involving interviews or auditions or talks and meetings. You know, it's very communication, transportation oriented with Venus for you guys last week here to really get in there and deal with what needs to be said or decided or pitched when it comes to making money, the love or the female in the mix. And then when we look at all this mutable energy for Taurus, Friday the 29th, you have a big Mercury retrograde day, which is about making money or possessions or purchases. So you want to get in there and talk with people or hear from them or seal the deal or review, rethink things, you know, make some choices. And it's squaring Neptune, so there is a big issue here that you're dealing with involving a friend or involving a group or the internet or a charity or a gathering, party, event kind of thing. Or if it's not social, this could be a big square here to something involving your personal aspirations or your freedom or your originality. So take all that and apply it back to what's going on with your money-making situation, your possessions or your purchases, and what from the past do you need to let go of, what do you need to rethink, what do you need to reconnect with. And if you want clues to this, you go back to May 9th and what was happening on the first square. You're at the second square here on Friday, May 29th. The final square will come on June 23rd, at which point you will have worked through, you know, what you needed to get inspired about and what you needed to deal with, which was either deceptive or had boundary issues or addictive qualities or something, you know, that you needed to work through in those areas. Then you get to the turning point, midpoint of the Mercury retrograde on Saturday the 30th. This is kind of your aha moment. Do you let it go? Do you reclaim it? Do you rethink it? Do you rework it? How do you show up for it? Do you talk about it, ask about it, hear about it, pitch it, sign it, sell it? And it's about your income making, you know, potential. So you're out there making money and making choices about that. Or it's about your objects, valuable stuff, possessions, what you're doing with that. Or it's about purchases or a big purchase. So again, you know, kind of that information you needed or that decision making kind of finally falls into place. Then we are building to this full moon in Sagittarius, and this peaks on Tuesday, the 2nd of June. And for Taurus, this is about something coming to a big climax. So you're either, you know, hitting that achievement and celebration stage with something, or you're marking an ending, wrapping something up. And it's in the eighth house. It's a very intense area for you guys. So it's about your sex life, or it's about a reproductive need, or it's about a mortality issue or a birth, or it's about the divorce, or it plays out in some big financial arena, like with the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the debt, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the investments, the settlements, the, you know, partners' money, whatever that big financial theme would be. So you're either, you know, hitting that all-time high and celebrating, or you're wrapping something up here in this sexual, divorce, financial, mortality, birth, reproductive arena. And it will tie in one-on-one with another person that, you know, plays out your whole Mercury retrograde theme again. So what's going on with this person and the possessions, the purchases, or the income, and the past, and the actions that are happening here in the moment. So a big week for all the signs, quite a bit motivating us and pushing us forward. I do hope everyone has a fantastic week, and I will be back next week at the same time on June 4th at 8 o'clock to tell you what's coming next. It's Zoe Moon. Have a great one, and I'll catch you then.